It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Thursday. It is August the 12th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. Welcome to the program. Let me give you just a little bit of weather for our Colorado River Valley here. We're going to see 106 today on the river. Not too bad. A little cloudy. They're not saying thunderstorms, so, you know. And I washed my car in my car wash yesterday morning, and there was no rain yesterday. I was shocked. Tomorrow, 108 with a little clouds. Saturday, 109 with a little bit of clouds. And Sunday, 110. And Monday, back down to 106. So the temperatures aren't real bad for the weekend coming up. So maybe the cloud cover is helping us out. Speak Out Each Day is brought to you by TWN Communications, partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our communities. Fiber-based internet ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, and they keep your home and your business connected. You can pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband, and it doesn't cost you anything. You're not committing to I got to have this product in my house in 3 weeks, or, you know, you're just saying, I'm interested, and send me more information. And that's what they'll do. If you don't have internet right now and you want to get involved, you call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem, but you do need to make a reservation for your pet. They do fill up. Yes, they're limited. There's only so much space there. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and now protection dog training is available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. This is the guy with all the money in Mojave County. Yes, sir. Reed. Let me tell you, if you're looking for some money, you need a vacation home, an investment home, an add-on, a refi, you want to get a hold of the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. Somebody else will answer the phone. Just tell him, give me Chad. Give me Chad. And say it like he's your friend, you know, and they'll put you right through. Call 288-2691. Then you go in, you set up an appointment, you go in, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, sign here, sign there. And then, you know, you need 400 grand. He disappears. He goes down into the basement. And, you know, the vault is about the size of Dot Foods. Underground. Yes. All the shelves are full of money. So he puts your 400 grand on a platter, brings it up, and hands it to you. It's that simple. Well, almost. But find out for yourself. Call 288-2691. He is the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. And there's a reason for that. Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. Yes. Oh, man. They're fully open, and they're filling your belly with your favorite meals, your entrees and desserts. Enjoy a delightful breakfast, mouth-watering dinners, awesome lunches, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Then, you know, when you get ready to leave, take a pie or a cookie or some muffins home, or slice of pie or full pie. They start at $9.99. And when you stop into our sponsors, tell them thanks for sponsoring the program. Into the studio now, and if you have questions, 702-298-1063 is our number. And we have Chad here from Laughlin Ranch. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing today?
So the boss said, what are you doing for the next half hour?
Yeah. She said, I have a meeting.
Yeah.
You're a golf pro when it's 105 outside. Why don't you go down and talk to Larry real quick?
And you said, oh, in that air-conditioned studio?
I can do that. That's
yeah.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
No, I love visiting with you.
Yeah. We were going to have Katie Steele here, who is the general manager, I guess.
I think her official title is Grande Queso.
Oh, okay.
She's Grande. The big cheese there.
The big cheese at Laughlin Ranch.
So. Her official title is asset manager, general manager. She's part of the ownership group there.
Oh, okay.
So she's in the know. It's really good to know when she comes down and says something that
It's coming from all the owners.
It's coming from those that are own the place, so it helps us out to kind of take it serious.
Well, yeah, you don't go, oh, this is just Katie, you know.
Katie's being Katie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When she speaks, she's speaking on behalf of all the guys that pull that sign your checks.
Right, right. And she's full disclosure, so she'll say, all right, let me pull up the bank account. This is what we're doing. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So when you have your little wish list, she tells you why she can't
exactly.
do it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, if you can make this number grow, I'm sure we could do something. We're working on it. We're getting closer.
Isn't it interesting that she puts a monkey back on your back?
Plenty of monkeys on the back.
Yeah. So right now, to play golf at Laughlin Ranch, I would imagine you have a line at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
But after 8 o'clock, they're just not as many. But, but you know, the 120, 115 is kind of gone. We've had a great week this week. And so I have staff going, it's only 104 today. We're going to have quite a few walk-ons, a lot of people coming out. And, you know, we still have our rates pretty reasonable.
Right, for
and
summer,
So come on out. And as we were kind of talking earlier, you know, the golf course is in great shape.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that, it's summertime, it's so hot.
Yeah, but when everybody's
everything grows. Yeah. I mean, trees are growing, grass is growing. I mean, things are just going nuts up there.
And when everybody's off the greens at 10 or 11, your crew's got the rest of the day to make it look good. Now, they probably don't think that.
No, they're at 4, so by the time everyone's done, they're
gone
too. We're out here. We got to go to bed at 6 o'clock so I can get back up.
Exactly. I had your, I forget his name, the guy in charge of the...
Harold.
Harold. I had Harold in here last month, and he prides himself with that golf course.
Yes, he does. Unfortunately, he's got an entire crew that prides themselves in that golf course.
Yeah.
And the buy-in up there in not just Harold's department, but throughout the facility is fantastic. It's unlike anything I've seen before.
Well, and we all know our own homes, and we know, this bush, every month I got to trim it, or this needs more water than that one. But those guys know the course that way.
Yeah.
You know, we know our yards at home, but they know the course that way, and they put that time and energy into it. And keep it pristine.
Well, it's amazing. I'll say, hey, Harold, you know, I was playing golf the other day, and I was on number 4. He goes, yeah, I know, there's a bush that's growing up, and I'm on it. You know, I've got 5 others that I need to get taken care of, and I've got fertilizer.
The bush is on my list.
It's on my list, Chad, and no one plays from that tee anyway, so just relax.
If you play to the right, you wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, if you could draw the ball, it wouldn't be a big deal there.
So when does he fix the pump for the water down by the parkway?
That's a great question. You'll know Laughlin Ranch is doing really, really well.
When that's full
and doing. And, you know, again, we just kind of had this discussion with ownership the other day. But we've got a wish list, a mile long of neglect over the last 18 to 15 years. And unfortunately, that one's just not at the very top right now.
Right.
We were able to, you know, reseed our driving range, completely give a new look for that. So we're excited about that.
Good.
We have a new cart fleet that's coming in. And then again, like I said last time, you know, we spent almost $500,000, if not more, just redoing a couple pump stations that went out. So,
right.
So we're able to get that. Believe me, the pump is on, or the roadway, it's there. We're looking for little ways to get that waterfall back. So hopefully, if everything goes well, and we have the October, November that I think we're going to have,
it'll be done this year.
It'll be done this year, and then we're going to get the full experience. And hey, I'm hoping everyone will come out and pay top dollar.
Because you have no idea how many pictures have been taken on that bridge.
I know.
I know. Saturdays and Sundays, you can drive by there and see 4 or 5 cars lined up, and you see a wedding party out there or a family reunion out there, and they're taking pictures on that bridge with the water. And, of course, right away it says public welcome on it.
I know. I need to set up a taco shop or something.
Need a nice Laughlin Ranch logo on there and public welcome up on the roof or something.
I think you've been hanging out in our marketing meetings, haven't you? Yeah.
Oh.
So we are planning on there. And just really, it's amazing how many people come up to me and go, you're at Laughlin Ranch. That seems really nice. When I drive by it, I always mean to stop, but, you know, I'm not a member there. It's like, you don't need
it.
There's no membership needed. There says public welcome, and that's for the spa. That's for, That's for the restaurant. It's for the golf course. We want everyone to come and experience. It's a great facility. It's crazy. It's ranked number 4 in the state.
Number four in the state?
In Bullhead City. Wow. Golf Pass, which is not golf writers coming out and rating things. These are customers that have given us this rating. So we're number 4 in the state, number 28 in the nation.
Wow.
And it's
out of
here,
50
it's
states,
here
you're number 28.
Bullhead. It's here in Bullhead. So come on out. You don't need to be a member. If you're local, and I understand, I hear that you are a local, I'll say, hey, do you know about our golf passes? This is the most inexpensive way is to buy a golf pass.
See, my biggest problem when I play golf is the windmill. I can never get time my ball to get
past the
windmill. You know,
the windmill's so much easier than the clown's mouth, though. So,
oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's my speed, you know. My son plays golf, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not a golf guy.
Well, just 2 days ago, I bought a push cart. So the waistline during COVID has been expanding. So we're going to open it up for those that want to get a little exercise in. It won't be first thing in the morning on a Saturday just because it's such a spread out property. But later in the afternoon, we are going to start allowing walking. If you need to get a stroll in, or, you know, if your wife says, no, you can't go golf, well, babe, I've got to get some exercise in.
So just walk the course. And
as you know, you're going to get some exercise in if you walk in Laughlin Ranch, because there's a lot of ground to cover.
So maybe I just need to show up on Saturday afternoons and ask somebody, you need me to push your cart around for you? I need to do that.
I'll get you a caddy bib and everything.
Yeah,
you look good.
A little hat, you know. Tuna's golf pushing business. Yeah. Too funny.
Yeah.
So right now you are getting people that are coming out in the mornings and playing.
We are getting people coming out. Actually, we've got a busy weekend this weekend.
Oh, good.
A couple of groups from Phoenix and Southern California coming up, so we're excited about that. Really, we're going to go as hard as we can until Labor Day.
Right.
And then we're going to shut down because we have to reseed the golf course.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be reseeding a little bit longer than we normally are.
Oh.
But our plan is, you know, that first week or two when we would open up, we'd always require people to keep their carts on the path.
Right.
And that makes for a really long round. So what we're going to do is we're not going to have any cart path restrictions. So we're going to go from September 7th, and then we're going to open up October 1st, and our driving range opens up at the same time. So there's going to be big vendors up there. We're going to have Titleist. We're going to have Cobra. We're going to have clothing companies there doing trunk shows. We're going to have some adult beverages up there for you to try out.
Okay.
So it's going to be quite the party, and that's going to be October 1st.
October 1st. Open the golf course.
Yes.
All right. Oops, we had somebody with a question. It's probably a spam call. We get those too, you know. We're trying to get a hold of you.
I'm sure the mileage on my truck is up, and I need to get some sort of work.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Chad, let's take a break here. And we're going to come back and chat some more. If you have a question, you can call 702-298-1063. Want to remind you, tomorrow night, they're calling back, Family Fun Night at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Kids from 2 to 9, from 2 o'clock till 7. And then 7 to 9 is the teens. So check that out at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Trying so hard to stay home.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or a corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact member services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eignis. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Yeah, and let's see, we want to also remind you there's a blood drive next Wednesday, the 18th. This is at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center in Bullhead City, 9 o'clock till 2. They're really looking for O positive and O negative. If you want to get involved, call Vitalin at 877-258-4825. The program is each brought to you each and every day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In, which is here in the mall, faces out to Casino Drive, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, Silver Creek and Gold Rush Road. Over on the Parkway, Warren C. has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, they have the big hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you have medical questions, call 928-763-2273-763-CARE, because they do. Don't forget, and we're not going to carry it live, but there is a press conference today with all the CEOs from all four hospitals talking about COVID with the county health director, and that comes up at noon today. Also want to remind you that Farm Bureau Financial Services is one of our sponsors. Yeah, they're welcoming Janelle to the business. Yes, Janelle started working yesterday or Monday of this week. And also, if you're paying too much for your insurance, grab those policies and run down to Farm Bureau. Well, actually call and make an appointment, 763-8464. And you've got Greg and Stephanie that can sit down with all those policies and look at them and see, maybe you're paying too much here, or maybe you need more here. You know, maybe you're thinking you're paying for a big policy and you're not. Whoa. Then you think you're covered and you're not. So take all those policies, your home insurance, your auto insurance, your commercial insurance, ranch, farms, whatever you got, and go down there and lay them out. Let them see if they can save you some money. If you can use an extra $40-$50 a month. Call 763-8464. Spot on. Yes. Dane was in here yesterday. Processing credit cards never became easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to help you set up, and there's no processing fees that are hidden or anything like that. There's no long-term contracts. It's month-to-month is available, and funding is available the next day. Yeah. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Yeah. So Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Laughlin, Lake Havasu City, Needles. Yeah. Call Thane, 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You take care of your oil change on a regular basis, but when's the last time you changed that oil in the transmission? Oh, yeah. You need to do that about every 40,000 miles. Otherwise, it all falls apart, and it's a lot more than $99 then. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and don't forget that AC, great time to get it charged, $19.99 plus Freon. Call 444-1244 or stop by. They're on Alta Vista on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby. All right, back into the studio, and we're visiting with Chad from Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, so you've been there a year or so now?
Yeah, October will be almost a year.
Yeah.
October will be a year, so I'm almost there.
Yeah, all right. So. And we were talking before, you're married and you got elementary students?
I have three boys.
Three boys?
Yeah, they're all going to school right now.
Your poor wife, huh?
Yeah, well.
She's thinking, how did I get outnumbered all of a sudden? Three boys. Wow. That keeps you busy.
It does. Yeah absolutely. Yeah. So it's been it's challenging, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
My oldest one loves playing golf.
Oh, good.
So, and the other two play.
Yeah.
But they have other things.
They go to scooters.
Yeah. Exactly. Believe me, they like to spend a lot of time and dad's money there at scooters.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Knows how it's dad's money, huh?
Yeah, it's just money in general.
Because your wife,
wherever it comes from.
Your wife just texted me and said, that's not true. So Laughlin Ranch, people are playing now. What is it to play right now during the summer? It's
so
a little
locals
lower,
are
isn't it?
So it's funny. We just switched over to a dynamic pricing price model. So really based upon availability. Right now locals are paying about $50.
Okay.
We're running some other specials. Those from out of town are paying about $70.
Okay.
And that includes the cart. It's a little lower because we can't offer them a driving range right now because it
right.
is under construction. The construction's over with. We're just sitting around watching grass grow, which is
that's really
very
exciting.
Very believable for some people when you say, I'm here in Bullhead City watching the grass grow.
Yeah.
And
you get paid for that.
I think that's what I do get paid. Yeah,
yeah,
I forget
they pay you
that.
To watch the grass grow. I think I saw that on your resume. I'm a professional,
grass watcher.
Yeah.
Yes. That rate fluctuates now, so based upon availability, nothing too dramatic. But
as it gets
people
cooler,
come in
the rates
going,
go up.
People, well, just if it's really busy in the morning, our rate might be a little bit higher. But as the day goes on and it's not as busy, the rate will go down. So a lot of people come in and say, "Well, what are your rates?"
Yeah.
Now it's this whole thing. It's like walking into the Aquarius. Hey, what's
room rate?
What's your room rate right now? Or what's your room rate next week?
There you go.
It
so it's supply and
different.
Demand.
Supply
yeah.
and demand. Yeah,
okay.
And we're just trying to maximize and be. Maximize our revenue as much as possible.
Sure.
If we're busy, then, hey, guys, sorry, it's going to be a little more
expensive.
You're
going to wait and you're going to pay
there.
More.
Yeah. Right. But our rate goes down on days of, So
right.
if we have spots to fill, you might see a bunch of specials coming through. And the best way to do that is either call the golf shop or just go online. Everything that we have, you're going to see online. And,
okay.
and you're seeing the exact same rates and everything that my staff is seeing behind the counter.
Oh, okay.
So there's really no, hey,
Laughlin Ranch
kind
golf
of a
club.
Wink and a nod going, hey, what can you do for me type of price.
LaughlinRanch.com?
Go to LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-754-1243.
Yeah.
And I think press
they
number one.
They couldn't make it 1234, could they?
No, because then I think I was giving out like a 555 number.
Yeah. It would be too easy then.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's prepare for take another break and bring in our next guest. Get a hold of Chad again, 754-1243.
1243 or LaughlinRanch.com and all of our contact information's on there. So
good deal.
We'd love to help people out and get them playing golf.
Yeah, go play golf and then have a burger on your way out, right?
Remus's team is ready. They're working on new menus. So, come on up. If it's been a while since you've been to the ranch, come see Remus there and his staff. They're all fantastic, especially as we know, as we were talking about all the sports teams coming in. If you can't get into Chili's or Buffalo Wild Wings, Laughlin Ranch usually can get in there, and we'd love you. We'll always kick people out to seat more people.
Yeah, and
I'm totally kidding. We will not kick you out. Please don't take me
literally. And the big part is you can sit there and look over the greens and see the grass.
See the grass. See a few donkeys. Yeah, it's quite the Black Mountains are majestic. So come on out. We'd love to have you.
All right, good deal, Chad. Thanks so much for coming in. For bailing out Katie. Yeah. And telling us.
It's not the first, it's not the last, and I'm sure
right.
it's vice
yeah.
versa.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's going to bail you out sometime, too.
So. Sure hope so.
Yeah. And go back and watch that grass grow.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Thanks
All
a
right.
lot.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And we have Wendy Gustafson in for Not My Kid. Stick around. Oh, Paula Boyce coming up next, and he's got Roger Galloway in the studio. Yeah. In the studio live, Roger Galloway and Mike McAndrew. So, busy show coming up after the top of the hour. As I was
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring the family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email T. O'Brien at spoton.com today.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I've been corrected. Roger Galloway texted me and he goes, I'm not driving to Havasu. Are you kidding me? I'm too busy. So he's going to call in to the Paula Boy Show. Speak Out right after the top of the hour. And by the way, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Oh, excuse me, Laughlin Outlet Mall. There we go. Three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, hats, shoes, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a dollar store, a pet salon, a nail salon, and a bar. And no, the building's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. So those are rumors. Kill them for us, would you? And Mojave Electric Cooperative. You have your co-op connection card. You save money at the Hut. Yes. You save money at Southwest Financial Center. Topox 66. Yeah. Valley View Medical Center. Yes. Wiener Schnitzel. So if you don't have a co-op connection card and you like to save money, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. Very simple. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They're out there busy. They're taking care of electrical issues. They're taking care of for residents, for commercial. They're doing new construction. Yeah, they run the internet and all the wires and everything. And then Highline Power. Yeah, that's more for like RV parks and stuff. But they do it all. There's not much they can't take care of. So if you need an electrician, call 718-9444. You know, they'll take care of you. And they're available 24/7 because electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So put that number on your cell phone, Walker Service Electric, 718-9444. And now in the studio, our first guest, excuse me, our first time guest is Wendy Gustafson. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. So you're with Not My Kid. What is Not My Kid for the listeners?
Not My Kid is a behavioral health organization, a nonprofit that specializes in youth and their families, supporting youth and their families with prevention and also counseling, behavioral health support.
Okay. So, but you were talking earlier today. We were in a meeting together, and you do presentations at the schools too?
Yes, yes. For years, Not My Kid has had a presence here in the tri-state area, mainly Bullhead, in Arizona. Not My Kid is in Arizona side, so not the true tri-state, but the Arizona side of the tri-state. And through a generous grant from the Legacy Foundation, they have been providing youth prevention programs to the youth, parents, and faculty and staff for, the last 5-6 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they've been working out. They're out of Scottsdale. So I'm new to Not My Kid as their community liaison. So I'm here, boots on the ground. I live in the area. So I can be, you know, they want to have more of a presence in the community and not just a distance support system.
Right.
So we go into the schools and we do presentations like substance abuse, vaping, internet safety, healthy relationships, bullying, which includes cyberbullying, body image, depression. So we try to, help target the youth in that area. But we also offer parent presentations along these same guidelines that are more geared toward the parents so that they know what their kids are hearing. And then in case the kids want to come home and say, hey, this is what I heard today.
Right. What age group in the schools are you talking to?
5th through 12th grade right now.
Okay, all right. Because some of those areas, they're pretty sensitive for like second and third graders.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So 5th through 7th, you said?
To 12th grade.
Oh, 12th. Okay, so you're going to the high school the junior high is in.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Good information. So then you provide those services.
Yes, through a generous grant from the Legacy Foundation, we've been providing those services for many years. This year, you may have seen us in the paper. This year is a kind of a new thing that we're trying to do, and that is because we're a behavioral health foundation as well as a prevention foundation, we can offer the full continuum of services. So we can do counseling, we can do peer support, we can do so it's counseling for the youth and the families, therapy, and all like the whole round gamut. So instead of just coming in and saying this is why you should stay off drugs.
Right.
Well, now if you have a youth that says, I have a problem, then we have a way to funnel them through.
Okay.
So
why the title, Not My Kid?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's why I brought it.
Not My Kid was established about 20 years ago, and the family that established it was a wonderful family that, you know, prominent in the community. They did all the right things. They were involved in their kids' lives. And their son ended up with a drug problem, addiction. And so that it came out as like, well, not my kid. Like, my kid's not doing drugs because I'm not, you know, neglecting my child or ignoring my child. Or my child's not a latchkey kid or, you know. So that's where they got their name. And so they thought, well, they went through all of the struggle with their son. And so they're like, there has to be other families out there that are thinking like not my kid, like that, not my kid, but still being able to, they're actually going through it. So that it was started as a prevention and just a collective to meet with other parents and help them through the struggle.
So are you just covering Bullhead City or do you have Kingman and Havasu also?
Right now with the Legacy Foundation grant, it's only Bullhead, Not My Kid, it will do all of Arizona. So they have an online platform, they have virtual programs. They have one cool program that's called Teen Talk, and that was born out of the COVID-19, you know, lifestyle situation we had. And so every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, a teens can get on a monitored Zoom link.
Yeah,
conversation and talk about things that they're doing, and that's completely free. So we have students even from other states that come and join that.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we are available to anyone in Arizona, and what they can do is they can inquire about that, and then the clinical team will go through and say, okay, what insurance do you have? You know, if they take the insurance, if it's they will coordinate with them on cost and if it falls under a grant, because there are several grants. They're in Scottsdale. There are several grants out there funding different programs. So our families in the area may qualify under a different grant other than the Legacy grant.
Okay. And you have an office here?
No, I work out of my home,
actually.
Yeah, so that's nice.
So then all the services are virtual?
No, they're in person or virtual, depending on what the client needs. So with MALC, we're doing a pilot program I was going to tell you about. So this year, because of the larger grant that we got, we get to MALC, Mojave Accelerated Learning Center is going to be our pilot program school to offer the full continuum of care. So the MALC students are under that grant have free services. And so they'll do in person. We'd have in-person presentations to the students, virtual presentations for the parents right now.
Okay.
But we also have, under the grant, we also have about, 15 to 18 presentations we can do within the community that are covered under the grant. So that's whether that's faculty, staff, parents, or other schools that are not MALC. So other schools in the area can also come under that grant.
Okay. So how do they do in person if you don't have an office?
Well, the office is actually in Scottsdale.
Okay.
And so the presenters that come are younger, dynamic speakers talking to the youth. So, like, I don't have to go talk to them because they don't want to talk to me. So they come from Phoenix.
Oh, they come up and okay, all right.
Yeah, so they come from Phoenix and hang out with the kids for the day and – then the services that are provided go through the parents in the school. And
so if a family needed counseling, then are they also coming from Phoenix to do the counseling?
The counseling and therapy is telehealth right now.
Okay.
So that is through a virtual platform. Not my kid's goal in the next 3 years, it's a 3-year program, is to actually have therapists local.
Right.
Here, so people that live here and have the services here. Maybe we might have to work out of a school or another building until.
Okay. That's a tall order trying to find therapists that,
especially here.
Yeah.
So that is exciting, and that's what we want to do. We want to, engage the local professionals.
Okay.
And get them involved in.
And then so right now, Kingman and Havasu are not being serviced by Not My Kid?
Not through the Legacy Grant.
Right.
But they are able to fill out on the website, notmykid.org, under the behavioral health tab, there's a link. It says, click here for more information. Anyone can fill that out anywhere in the state of Arizona.
Okay.
So Kingman, Lake Havasu, they just fill that out and say, I'm interested in more, just if they just have questions, or if they're like, I'd like to get my child involved in counseling, they will reach out within 24 hours, they get an answer. They get a response.
Good. All right.
So that's notmykid.org. And under the behavioral health tab.
Okay. So you're working from home and just doing, you're doing the presentations in the schools?
I don't do the presentations myself. I actually did a quick parent one the other day. So I'm more of the community liaison. I coordinate everything. I make sure everybody's where they need to be. And then I'm also there the day of.
Okay.
So we just had a big open house at MALC, and so I was there and talking to parents. And
good.
And so, yeah, so I'm physically going to be at all of the events that happen for Not My Kid, plus also we'll be at the MAPT, go to MAPT, but the Recovery in the Park and the different community events where, we're trying to get awareness out there.
Good.
So I'll be there.
I know you guys were at Kiwanis Kids Expo last year. Yeah.
I did not know
that. A couple
months
ago, yeah.
I'm new, so I haven't got all the history.
Yeah, this was back in March. So.
Okay, I'm going to write that down for next
year.
Yeah,
next March, it's the 27th. So, yeah, Kiwanis Kids Expo at the train road. We shut down the road and set it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. I would love to come.
Good. Okay, so how do people get in touch with you if they're listening and they're thinking, well, I think I need our family could use some counseling, or I need a presentation from my school or my work group or whatever.
A simple email would be perfect. So it's wendy@notmykid.org. I am happy to give my cell phone number out as well. It's 409-795-7726.
Where's 409 from?
Texas.
You were in Texas
before
Bullhead?
Yeah, married me a Texas boy. And then
you did?
I drug him back here.
You drug a cowboy to Arizona?
I did it.
To Bullhead City?
Well, Topak. So that'll tell you something.
Okay. So he was kicking and fighting all the way. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So downtown Topak you live.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
I love it.
It's a long drive to work every day in the Bullhead.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You and Autumn.
Yeah, you get some good books on tape time.
Ah.
Alone time in the car. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you've got questions, again, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. Oh, let me tell you about another blood drive next Thursday. This one is at the Moose Lodge in Kingman on Monroe. And it's 9 in the morning until 1 o'clock. Again, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Chamber Mixer next Thursday in Kingman. That's going to be at the Catherine Heidrich Center at 5:30.
Just close my eyes again.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 183058.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. 702-298-1063 if you want to call in. We're going to be here for about another 10 more minutes. And each and every day, the program is brought to you by, Legacy Rehab and Care. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and everyone gets tested for COVID in the building, that's everybody, as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Is it a little warm in your home or your business? Well, sorry about that. Then you need to call them. Get them to come in and tune up your thermostat, your air conditioning, your swamp coolers. Doesn't matter which brand they are. They know them all. Call 758-2400. In Kingman, Bullhead City, and now California, they call 758-2400, and they get a fine person to come out and fix you up and get you comfortable. It's that simple. Arizona Coverage Solutions, write down the number, 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools, designed, installation, and scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part right there. And if you need a scheduled treatment, pick up the phone and call 758-5499. They'll come out and spray. You got no bugs. That's great. You can't beat it. 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. Yes, the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. What the heck is that all about? Call Eric and talk to him and figure it out. Go in and see him. It's easier. Plus, he has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Meal prep solutions is Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. Yeah. He makes it up for you in the morning, packages it all up. You pick it up, take it to work, and you pop it in the microwave when you're ready to eat. You got a nice hot meal for the day. And don't forget, it's going to fill you up, tasty, and good for you. Check it out at ProFitKitchen.com for more information. That's KITCHIN.com. All right. We're back in here with Wendy for another, 7.5 minutes. And then Paul Lavoie's going to be in your ear right after news at the top of the hour with Roger Galloway on the phone from his Kingman office with his feet upon his desk. And then Mike McAndrew will stop in about 12:30. Yeah, 11:30. So, all right, Wendy. So
Hi. You
guys have family support programs, not just kids.
Well, we have a family support specialist.
Ah.
And so if somebody was interested in more information, wanted to bypass me, they could call directly to the family support specialist. So I do have a phone number for that.
Okay, what is that number?
It's 480-741-6636.
Okay, give it again.
480-741-6636.
Okay, and that's for the family support.
Yes.
Okay.
And any questions that they want to ask, if they just want to go straight to talking to somebody. So.
All right. So, again, you're the only one here. So if there's a youth or somebody that needs service or routine counseling, someone's going to come up from Phoenix and do that?
Well, the counseling would be telehealth. So what they would do, any family that needed assistance, they would go to the website,
Okay. Click
the behavioral health link, and then click the, if you for more information, click here. And what it'll do is it asks them their name, it asks them the name of the student or the child, what school they attend, and then it will, within 24 hours, they'll get a phone call.
Oh.
And so they'll set it up. If they'll just talk about their needs, what the questions are. It might be a peer support program that they'll put them into, or it'll be a therapy. So if they do that right now, we'll be telehealth.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're remote and they are in Phoenix right now.
Right. All right. How soon before you think they actually have counselors here in Bullhead City?
Well, the goal is within the next 3 years. So
okay.
I'm hoping, you know, as with this first year of the pilot program is working, that, you know, it would be great if it was, you know, within this first year.
Yeah.
So definitely that's the priority is to get into having people here on boots on the ground that people can talk to.
So when you have these different counselors in Phoenix that are doing the telehealth, do you have some counselors that specifically do kids with addiction problems or kids with an identity problem or bullying problem?
Our therapists can handle all of those things.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So they will, they will address the needs of the child or the youth, and you know, put them into a different programs that may include families. For instance, we have a rewind program that, say there's a youth that gets in trouble with the courts for drugs,
mm-hmm.
And so instead of, or they get in trouble at school because they brought drugs. So instead of, you know, getting suspended for, you know, X amount of time,
right.
If they were able to enter this rewind program, it's for them, assessment for them personally. It's also family. The parents are required to attend. So it's family counseling. And then with the completion of that program, then they can take that, you know, to the school or the courts, and maybe it will help with their you know, their long-term consequences from their actions. So there are different programs like that.
And they think they can do it all with telemed. See, I always think of counseling as one-on-one, you know, or group counseling. I've never thought of counseling as being telemed.
Well, right now with with COVID,
right.
You know, we're all learning to be tele everything.
Okay.
So while it might not be the ideal situation for every patient or every youth, it might be the perfect for some.
Okay.
So the idea is to have both. Eventually. So just with our funding and the way that we're working with this program, we don't actually have the on-the-ground therapists.
Right.
But we're hoping to make those connections and be able to provide that.
Okay. Very good.
So we do have with the pilot program for MALC, we do have a designated therapist for them. And so, you know, we realize that maybe that therapist won't be able to reach all of them.
Right.
But it's the opportunity that is there.
So when you say a dedicated therapist, that therapist is going to do most of the students from Mojave Accelerated through telemed.
Yes.
Okay.
They'll have one day a week that is their day.
Okay.
And that's the day they designate to Mojave Accelerated.
So is that going to be students in the school using the telemed from the school or...
It would probably be they would work that out with the youth and their parents. For HIPAA laws, we can't have them in a public place. So
right.
It could be from home. If they don't have the option to do that from home, then one will be worked out through the school, and we'll make sure that child or that youth gets a private place to do what they need
to do. So they could do it during school, just in the nurse's office or something, or...
Yeah. I would think it would be after school, but like I said, I don't. It would be whatever they worked out. That would be between them and the therapist and the school. Like that, they're all going to work together.
Okay. What are some of the other programs that you have?
Well, we do education and awareness for the teens through. Positive mental health self-care. is a big deal. So we try to help the youth by teaching them how to positively, you know, take care of themselves, having some self-care, life skills training, and then having healthy coping skills, like teaching them the healthy ways to cope with things other than through, you know, self-medication or, you know, harming themselves or whatever those things are that they do that are unhealthy.
And then you've got an addiction program?
We have the presentations on substance abuse, but then we have, if they are addicted, then they can go through the therapist and work through those things.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know. I'm not answering the question exactly perfectly, but we're not an outpatient. We're not an inpatient, you know, rehab,
right.
But we do have outpatient counseling and help. That way.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Give your phone number again if people need to get in touch with you and have you do a presentation or they want to ask you questions.
Okay. It's 409-795-7726.
Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank
Good information.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And they can always go on NotMyKid.
NotMyKid.org. It's full of videos and lots of... It's awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Yes. Paula Boy's in after the top of the hour news, and then Roger Galloway, the first half hour, and Michael McCandrew, the second half hour. Tomorrow in the studio here, we have, Chris Barton. We haven't talked to her in a long time. She's going to be here from now. She's at Desert Star Academy, you know. Yeah, she jumped ship, and she's at Desert Star.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.